We're continuing the halachas of tzirufim of different isurim zelazeh. We've gone from issa to issa. Now we continue. Ha'arlo klai hakerem mitstarfim zem zeh. It's not two different isurim. Why should they be mitstarf? So when you look at the Rav, there's two perushim. The pashtus that we're talking about, which we've had in other mishnayis, is legabe achiyuv. And the chiyuv in question over here is, do you need a kezayis for malkus? And that's Taka the Rav's first pshat. And according to that pshat, Taka, why they mitzvah? It's two different isurim. Which lav was he over when he ate a chatzik kezayis of Arla and a chatzik kezayis of Kili HaKerem? The one way l'choira to be masbir how he'd be chayiv is a das yochid, which the Gemara brings. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that be'etzem, besides for each specific malkis, on each specific machol sasuris, there's a lav klali called loisoichal kol te'eva. It's a posuk in Parshas Re'eh. Kol te'eva, the Gemara says in a few places, is really an issur on any machol sasuris, anything that's a te'eva. Bas b'cholov, the marshal. Terry wants to know. It doesn't say don't eat bas b'cholov. The Gemara Chulin has a tzad that you learn out the Yisrael Chilu from Lesser Kol Te'eva. To say that that's the case over here, and that's Malkis, is a little bit difficult because L'chair it's a lav Shebeklolis, which the Gemara says any lav which is an umbrella lav and not dealing with something specific does not have Malkis. So it's hard to define exactly what the issue is. The Rav doesn't even speak that out. Instead, what the Rav does, which L'chair he accepts as the emesip pshat, is he brings an inami, that the nafkamin is not legabi mitzvah and lukas arboim. The nafkamin is orlo v'kili akerem urovim yachat shenoflu techeter. A drop of orlo, a drop of klei akerem fell into a pot of food. You need a bittel on the two of them, like any machol sasurus, l'chair the shir is shishim. A bit of nevela falls into a path. The shir shishim, bas b'cholov falls into a path. The shir shishim, orlo kili akerem, because there is sum chamurim that they chayiv in sreifa. So there's a halacha that midrabbonon, you need more than that. To be mevatlo, you need a shir of mayo. That being said, since the two of them are shover b'shir taruvis, memela they mitstarf lesser biyachat, similar to the halachas that we had before, legabi two things that have the shir kibim mitstarf, legabi tumah, and other halachas that we had in the previous mishnayis. So Orla and Kili HaKerem are yachat together in the sense that they have the same shir legabi bitul, they mitstarf, and if a bit of this and a bit of that falls in, and both together are more than 1/100th of the mixture, the halacha will be that they will aser up the whole pot of food. L'cha'ira, the Rav accepts this as the emesip shat, because we have another difficulty in the second shita here. We just read the shita of the Tanna Kamma. Reb Shimon Oim in the Mishnah says, Einam mitstarfen. Now, what is he arguing on? If you say that the resha is l'gabi the iser of l'soich kol te'eva, like we said, b'shitas Reb Meir in a braisa, so first of all, it's a little bit hard. Stam of the Mishnah is a das yochid. We don't accept that. We also have the other problem. Even according to the other das yochid, l'chetz alav shebeklolois. Second of all, we have a secondary problem which the Rav doesn't address, but other Mepharshim do, Teis Yomtiv, and that is that Reb Shimon, in the third perek in Makis, the Mishnah says Mufurish, that Reb Shimon holds that a person who eats Cholila, Macholos Sasuris, Bemezid, even less than a Kezayis, gets Malkis. The shear of a Kezayis is only necessary, only Legabe Korban. All Shmuz, it's not for now. What's the pshat? We'll just say briefly a famous word that the Ritva says b'shem the Rama, and that is that the geder hadover is that when a person eats b'mezid, even on less than a kezayis, there's an achshaveh, he's treating it as a full ma'is achila because he ate a drop. He ate a crumb of nevelo. He's treating it as nachila because that's where he stopped. If a person would eat it b'shoigeg, so there's no achshaveh because he never meant to do it, so there, the halacha will be that there won't be an achshav, and they will need a kezayis. That's the way the Ritva explains b'shem der Ramah. There are other mefarshim explain it. In other ways, v'nishvi, if Reb Shimon holds his zechi of malchus and less than a kezayis, why is there even a discussion over here about being mitzarif? Who needs the tziruf? So maybe you'll say legabi korban kenzayin. The Rav is very sosim over here. Instead, what the Rav does is in the shita of Reb Shimon, he explains it the second way. And he says, since it's two shemois, then when they're mixed into a kedera, Legabi bitl hakoyl mutar. He doesn't hold that two isurim could be mitzarf because they're shove b'shiurim legabi a taruvis. It's a machloikis in hilchas taruvis. And on that, the Rav just says ein aloch chirp shimin. So you see that the Rav is soysim like the second pshat. Now we have another din of tziruv. Habeged v'hasak. A beged is what we call clothing. It's made out of tzemer or pishtin. Those are the two materials that are considered begodim in Atayru, witnessed by beged of dalit kanfois, tzitzis. The beged in question, well, let's say by tzaras, tumas begodim, is made of tzemer or pishtin. And the sheer lekabolas tumas medris. Tumas medris is a tumah, it's an added tumah min Atayru. The word medris is not in the Torah. But what it means is what's called when you learn the nyonim of tumois in Parshiois, Shmini, and Tazria, and Mitzayra, there's an added, besides for tumas mago mas, which let's say you have by nevela, or by tumas sheretz, there's an added tumah of tumas chamurois, l'mashal lazov, zova, nida, yerledes, that sit on something. So there's a tumah called merka, mishka, v'moshav, even if they don't physically come into contact with it, but when they sit on it, they put their weight on it, that itself creates a transmission of tumah. The shear of something which is royal kabal tumas medus, these materials that are shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim, that's something that a person can sit on. If it doesn't have that, even if it's a piece of cloth, it's not mekabel that tumah. So a beged is like we explained. The sack is made of something else, rougher material, like sackcloth. It's made out of seir izim. So the tumah over there, being that it's less choshev, the tumah over there needs a bigger shear. It has to be arba tvochim al arba tvochim. So beged and sack together, if there are pieces of the two combined into one strip of material, what's the shear? Another case, sack, hasak v'ho'or. Or is leather, and over there the shear is even bigger because it's not cloth. The shear is chamisha tvochim al chamisha tvochim. Or ho'or v'hamaputz. Or, like we just said, maputz is something that's made out of reeds. It's harder. And there the shear is even bigger. Shisha tvochim al shisha tvochim. Even though the shiurim of any combo of these two things, beged, sack, and all the other cases that we just mentioned, are not shove, but the one that has a shear that needs less, which is called chomur, is mitztarif to be mashlim the shear of the one that needs more. That means for the one that needs more, when you have a combination of these two, it needs to go with the shear of the more, but they are mitztarif. Reb Shimon says no. The shiurim are not shovim. So Reb Shimon says you can't stop being mitztarif them, because they're not shove b'shiurim. He says that there's a chiddush, even though normally they have to be shove b'tumah, b'kabolas tumah, b'shiurim, like we had before, legabe nevela and legabe shrotzim. But over here, tumas moishiv is a dover mechudeshes. The regular tumah of something that's tomeh is b'mago masa. Tumas moishiv, which is a special din, the etzem fact that all these types of materials are susceptible, are roi l'tumas medrus, that itself creates a shavius and a tzara shava between all the materials, and well, that's why they're mitztarif together. So he's masking to the halacha, he changes the nusach. There is another nusach to what we just said. Rishonim talk about it. Well, the way we just said it is in the Rambam. You take a look at the Taisus Yom Tov. But Lamaisim Mefarshim bring from other places. The Tais Yom Tov brings from Rashi and Sukkah, and there might be a Taisus in Shabbos that I involve, where the nusach is a slightly different nusach. The stomius of the shiurim that we just said, 3, 4, 5, 6 tvachim, is only a stam piece of material which is roi lemishkav moishav, mishkav moishav, and merkav. These are the three tumois hachamurois in these type of things. Legabi, like we said, zov, zov, and nidei ledes. However, a stam piece of material has that shear, but if it's designed specifically, a small piece is cut, and it's designated b'miyuchad for moishov, So then the halacha is that's mekabel tumas Moshev, even if it's a small little square of a tefach by tefach. It has to be miyuchid l'moshev. Again, these are all halachas that we'll learn about in Mirtz Hashem in a few months and say the Tyrus. But that's the halacha. The halacha is that when something's miyuchid l'kach, it needs less of a shear. Makes sense. It's not that thing unless it has that shear, but if it's miyuchid l'kach, it's easier even without that shear. So because of that, what Reb Shimon means to say is, b'mdein sheru'uyim l'tamei moshev, is if it's miyuchid to moshev with a specific ma'is of being miyachid, then they are shav b'shiurim, and therefore, then it's tarif l'tuma, even l'gabe a different tuma, otherwise than other than moshev, even where it's not miyuchid l'kach. This is the end of the sugya of tziruf, which started off with Mi'ila. And now we're going to start Mitzvah Hashem, the fifth perek. And now we're going to see some of the fundamentals of what is called Mi'ila. What type of misappropriation of Hegdish is called Mi'ila? And what we discussed in the beginning of the Masechta is that there's Mi'ila where a person's nana from it, and he's nana to the amount of a Shava Pruta. Or there's Mi'ila of Hoitzah. Hoitzah means it's a misappropriation. It's now designated, you haven't used it yet, but it's now designated to be Omid L'chul, and that itself is Mafkia, it from the Kedusha, and that would also be Mechayev Chiyuv of Mi'ilo. Breaking something of Hegdish, even though it's a Hefsid Momen, Hegdish is not a Bailam per se in the regular sense, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Mazik Klape Hegdish. There's a Chiyuv of Mi'ilo of misappropriation, of being Mechalal the Hegdish. So now the Mishnah says the following, Hanenesh Shavu Prutam in a Hegdish. If somebody is nene, the amount of hano which is worth a shava pruta, ava pish lepogam, even though the chefetz itself is not changed at all, it's not worn out, it's not missing anything, moal, divrei Rabbi Akiva. The etzem hano from the chefetz of Hegdish itself is me'ila, zishit Rabbi Akiva. V'chomim kol dovah sheyesh pepgam, any chefetz which normal use, which a car, a bike, an article of clothing, normally there's wear and tear. Doesn't have to be a lot of wear and tear. A person puts on a pair of shoes. From 5 minutes of wearing a pair of shoes, there's not much wear and tear. But shoes, lamaisa, after a few months, after a while, do have wear and tear. If it's a dovah sheyesh bepgam, that's what it is. Loy mo'alat shivkam. The tzura of shimush is only with pegima, because that's the tzura of the usage. Lamaisa, even though we're saying him in a svara, let's finish off the svara. B'chol dovah sheyesh bepgam. Anything that's not darkei bepegam, kiven shenene mo'al. Avade, the chacham, I'm asking to the principle that mi'ilo is behano, but the hano has to be kefi the design of the chefetz, kefi the normal usage of that chefetz. Lamaisa, the svara makes sense, but the Gemara learns it out of Gzeres HaKosuf. The Gemara has that the word v'choto b'shkoga in Parshas Mila and Parshas Vayikra is together. Is doima to the pasuk that says by truma by achilas truma be iser v'lo yisu alav chet truma is also by achila, it's not also ano. So memele chet means begam, it means something gets used up, it has kiloyin. Lemaisa, the Rav brings from the Gemara into Santa. This is not just a klolistic machlokes, it's a very specific machlokes, and we'll see behemshcha the mission that bears that out. The Rav brings from the Gemara that we're talking over here, the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham is belavusha mitzio. Delavush mi bachut, something that a person wears outside of his body, is pogim la'alter, is darker lifkoim, because when a person wears a coat, he walks by walls, he bangs into things, so there's somewhat of a pagam. Automatically, it's even, you could say, it's hit by the elements, it gets hit by rain, v'chule. It's also not a machloik is by levush lefnim, that a person wears directly on the skin, because over there, sweat creates wear and tear on the beged. But levusho mitzio, Rabbi Kiva holds that since it's a dovid lepogim la'alter, even though after a while it does get worn up, that is a dovah she'em boy begam umaylam boy. That means over there, the derech hanene is without begam, and therefore the hano itself is shova pruta. Is Mechayiv, and the Rabbanon hold no. Since Lamaisa ultimately there will be Pagam, so Mela ain't Moilam Bayat Shivkim. So it sounds like the Machlokes is very local, but it's not a Machlokes Lagabi the principle. That's Lamaisa what the Gemara says. And you see the Mishnah bears this out by saying Ketzad. What's the case? Nosno Katlo Betzavoro. A woman takes a Katlo as a type of jewelry, like some type of heavy gold chain, and it belongs to Hegdish. It was given to Hegdish. She puts it on her neck. Tabas biyada, a gold ring. Shosasa b'koishol zov. Kivin shenenis, the wearing of that piece of jewelry is worth a shava bruta. Mo'alo, even though the chavitz is not nifkam at all, the gold is not worn out at all by the drinking or by the wearing. However, lovash chaluk, somebody puts on an article of clothing, a coat, a shirt, pants. Kisa betalus, he covers himself with a blanket, with a talus. Bika bekardim, he uses an axe that belongs to Hegdish. Loimol ad sheifkim, since the derech of these type of shimushim is poigim in the chefetz. Another example. Tolash min achatos, if a person tears out a hair from a carbon chatos, kishi chaya, when it's a medes lepidion, it has kedushas aguf, loimol ad sheifkim. Because it's something that when it's used, it's oimid lipogim. But kishi mesa, when the animal is dead, kivin shenena moal. So now the Gemara is matmiya, l'chayra behema, when it's alive, is not something that's emed is lipogim, because it has a here more, a here less, it's emed lakrova. So what we're talking about over here, the Gemara explains, is we're talking about a behema that was taka kedushas chatos, but it was nafal bomum, so it's emed lepidyoin, and then it has a value as psula mekdashim. It could be nifta for whatever value it has as a balmum, and then it could be sold and eaten with the tenoim of psula mekdashim. It's also because of avodah and so on. That being said, that's why there's some type of nekuda of pagam. It's worth more, it's worth less. The animal's in better shape and worse shape. When the animal's dead, it's not emin lepidyon. And therefore, bechlal, it's not shaykh to real mi'ila. This is what we learned before about anything which is not ruya. The carbon chatos which died before pidyon, lemaisa can't be used for anything. So memela, the mi'ila over here is midrabanan, the mafarshim say, and when it's imedes for mi'ila, but it's not imedes lepidyon, the value of it doesn't make a difference. And therefore, the hano itself will create the mi'ilo, even though be'etim, it's an animal that's dovish adar kalipogam, right now it's in a state where the pagam and the lack thereof don't make a difference, and there's mi'ilo even without pagam.